seated.
I have no announcements to make. I'll listen to questions.
Mr. Sheriff, at your press conference a few months ago, you said you wouldn't disclose whether you were not again until after your three messages had gone to the hill. They had gone to the hill, and I just wanted to see.
It's a little too soon after, Tony.
Mr. President, the governor's students of Illinois are currently filed for a second term. Said that only death, health, or higher office would prevent his seeking re-election as governor. The other night, we called on Mr. Black House. I wondered if you offered him any one of the three of himself, which one?
Well, of course, I didn't offer him death. I didn't offer him anything in particular except to talk about the general political situation worldwide, national, and Illinois. And he was particularly interested in what he came to see me about was the mine safety proposition. He's very much interested in mine safety, just as I am. We had a very pleasant visit all around. How could I?
Out in Illinois, one of my colleagues suggested that becoming the mother of presidents, we have Senator Kefauver, the Ryan McMahon, and Kraft Family Stevenson, and Edward Gertrude maybe. all looking anxious. Is that a part of the sort of stabilizing action of favorite son Pinup?
I can't answer that question because I don't know.
Mr. President, did you invite Governor Stevenson to come to Washington and talk to you?
Governor Stevenson came to Washington to discuss this mine safety. And of course, when a Democratic governor comes to Washington, he always asks for an interview with the president. That's the way it happens.
Mr. President, I have here a political button being passed out freely. It says elect Kefauver president. Mr. President, is this a definitive Democratic button?
I don't know.
I would like to ask Mr. President.
Just a minute.
Mr. President, I'd like to ask one of the Stevenson questions in a much simpler form.
Go right ahead.
Do you have any part in completing all these trial balloons for say that the governor is your favorite in case you decide not to run?
No, I had no hand in it. That's all surmise, and it's made by the greatest surmisers in the country. There's so many of them, you know, you can always tell what's going to happen.
All right. I want to know, Mr. President, as to whether you favor the nomination of Attorney General Taylor, the United States Senator in Missouri, and if you told Mr. Pendergast recently that he had your permission to endorse Taylor to Jackson Bay Dinner in Springfield.
The matter has never been discussed with me by anybody. Never been discussed with me by anybody. I'm very fond of Buck Taylor.
Mr. President, do you plan to send a personal representative to the Vatican?
As a matter, I attempted to do that last fall. I don't usually back up when I start out to do things.
Mr. President, the question was personal representative.
No, I'm not going to send in a personal representative. The Senate's going to have to assume its responsibility when the matter's done.
Mr. President, I take up the time.
Go ahead.
I recall you did endorse someone last time, and I wondered if you intend to again endorse.
I'll cross that bridge when I come to it, Duke. The matter has never been discussed with me. And of course, I have an idea that it will be discussed with me at a later date, but I can't make any comment on it now.
Mr. President, if you by chance have a personal interest in your candidate for the Senate from Missouri this year?
Yeah, sure I would.
Well,
I've got a perfect right to have an interest in a candidate from Missouri.
Perhaps I should have put it the way I meant. Is there any chance you might let us know your plans for 1952 by filing for the Senate?
Well, it's quite a long time before those filings close, and I'll let you know in plenty of time.
President, is there any special reason why you don't want to tell us now whether or not you're going to run? I'm just curious about that.
Because I'm not prepared to make the announcement yet.
President,
Congressman Granger, I believe, has filed for the Senate in the Utah primary, Democratic. Is it your hope that he can be unopposed in those primaries?
Yes, it is.
Mr. President, do you still know whether or not you're going to run?
Yes, I know what I'm going to do, and when I get around to it, I'll tell you about it.
Mr. President, I know that you ordinarily don't take any part whatever in Democratic primaries.
That's right. Well, we're except in Missouri.
Except in Missouri. Yes, sir, will the one in Illinois be any exception in view of some of the statements that Senator Kefauver has made?
I will take no hand in any primary outside the state of Missouri.
Mr. President, getting back to Stevenson a minute, I wonder if you would say whether you think that he would be a good candidate.
Well, every good Democrat is a good candidate. That it runs in the blood.
Do you think it's that he has a qualification for president?
I'm not in a position as President of the United States to endorse a candidate for president, except one that I could endorse if I took a notion to endorse him.
Mr. President, I wanted to ask, you said that you would take no hand in any firm or any state outside Missouri.
That's
that right. Is, unless you become a candidate for president.
Well, of course, that's, I don't have to go into any primary if I become a candidate for president.
Mr. President,
I would, I'll make a statement on that. You opened the door to something that I'm very much interested in. I wish we could have a national presidential primary. Woodrow Wilson tried to get that in 1913. He didn't get anywhere with it. If we had a national presidential primary, that would give everybody who wanted to run for president a chance to get into that primary on a national basis without having to make all these state campaigns.
Mr. President, to avoid the backdoor approach, would you have any comment to make on the first Democrat who has made himself available, that he is trying for the presidential nomination in Chicago?
You're talking about Mr. Kefauver?
No one else.
I think he's a nice fellow, and I think he's a good senator.
I believe there are now in the process of preparation a special message for the Congress on the St. Lawrence Seaway Power Project.
That's clear.
I wonder if you could tell us first which day that will be sent to the Congress.
I tried to get it ready for today. We couldn't quite get it ready. Just as soon as it's ready, it'll go down. It'll be in a very short time.
And the second question that I would like to ask, if I may, will the message indicate any change in your position today if Congress should fail to act on the Seaway by a certain time?
I don't understand what you mean by that. My position on the St. Lawrence Seaway has been the same since 1935, and it hasn't changed, and it won't change. But we must have the St. Lawrence Seaway. If we don't want to be a partner in it, I'm sure that the Canadian government itself will build it.
Mr. President, to get back to the Kefauver business about him being a good senator, would you like him to remain a good senator?
Well, I always like to see a good senator in the Senate. I hope we can get one from Missouri to go along with the good senator that we have there now.
Along with your belief in a national presidential primary, you also believe that the retiring president should not take an active hand in the selection of his successor as nominee?
I didn't say that. The president has the same rights as any other citizen.
Mr. President, on the subject of Senator Kefauver, he said yesterday he did not think the president's administration has done all it should to stamp out corruption. Do you have any comment on that?
I haven't seen the senator's statement, and I don't know what was in it, only secondhand, and I have no comment to make on it.
President, I don't want to press this too much, but could you give us any rough idea just about generally when you might be able to tell us about your plan, say several months or several weeks?
I can't give you any dates.
Mr. President, in the event that you were to decide not to run again, would you stand for the Senate?
I can't answer that question. Yes?
Mr. President, in sort of a trade term, would you call that leaving the door open?
Yes, I do. The door's always open when politics, Smitty. It's the great American game. I think it beats football and baseball and basketball and everything else. I like politics, and I've been in it come January the 2nd, 1953. I'll have been in elective office 30 years, and I never was elected to an office I wanted except in 1948.
Share the opinion of John Frankel that you're entitled to arrest from the president's chamber and possibly return to the Senate?
I'm not tired. I said I'm not tired.
Mr. President, I was with several Democratic leaders who come out of your office have said that you are the strongest candidate that the Democrats could propose. I just wondered if you played with the strongest candidate in the party.
Tony, I'm in favor of a candidate on the Democratic ticket that can be elected. As I told you the last time we discussed this subject, it would be a terrible thing for the Republicans to get control of this government at this time.
Mr. President, you said a few minutes ago with regard to the president endorsing a candidate for president, you wouldn't want to endorse any but one. Do you have one particular man in mind?
No, not at the present time.
Before the last day for filing the reserve?
I probably will.
What was that day
again? You want to know if I'd announced my intentions before the last day for filing in Missouri?
What's that day? The last
I don't
week
know.
In April was that?
I don't know. They've changed it since I was running for the Senate before. I could tell you when I was in the Senate, but I don't know now. Yes, I had the most pleasant talk with the Prime Minister of the Netherlands, one I think that was satisfactory to both him and me. We talked about everything that affects the Atlantic Treaty and particularly the interests of the Netherlands in the matter.
Job, will he report directly to you or to Mr. Harriman?
He'll report to me. And he'll also report to Mr. Harriman. That doesn't prevent him from reporting to Mr. Harriman.
Mr. President, last year, I believe you classified the Romeo Irrigation Project in Mexico as an emergency revenue project. And I believe it was left out of the budget this year.
Yes, it was. There were a great many other projects in the same condition that were left out.
President, do you have a new assignment for James E. Webb?
He's going to be a consultant to the State Department.
Mr. President, do you favor our taking retaliation against the Russians for restricting our diplomatic facilities?
That's a matter that you have to ask the Secretary of State. I think he answered it, I'm not sure.
Mr. President, the Farm Labor Advisory Group came to see you the other day on Mexican labor. Would you tell us what you told us?
Well, I'll tell you what they told me. They endorsed the program, which I have sent to the House and the Senate. The bills are pending in both houses, and that group was unanimously in favor of what those bills provide.
Mr. President, I want to ask one outside of politics. Has Mr. Caldwell sent you a note asking you, urging you to pick a successor to him as civil defense?
No, I haven't seen it, Tony.
Mr. President, since General Eisenhower's statement that he laid a bell of the other Republican ticket and your subsequent comment last week, I wonder if it would be important to ask you heard anything from the General?
No, except in the ordinary reports that I receive from him all the time. They did not refer to politics.
Mr. President, with regard to General Eisenhower, last time we met, you were reminded of an historical president, General Scott.
That's right.
I wonder if the latest candidacy of Senator Kefauver reminds you of any historical president.
It does, but I don't care to comment on it this morning.
In your conversation with Paul Fitzpatrick, did you discuss a potential? candidate for United States Senator?
The discussion between Paul Fitzpatrick and myself had to do with the political situation in the state of New York. The only candidate that was discussed by Paul when he came out and talked to you fellas.
I've told them
just exactly what I've told you, ladies and gentlemen, and they draw their own conclusions just like you do.
Mr. President, have you told close friends, as is sometimes said, that you would rather not seek re-election?
Well, anybody who sits at the president's desk over a period of time feels sometimes like he would very much like to leave it on account of the fact that it is the most strenuous job in the world. It carries more responsibility than any other job in the world, and it's a difficult one to fill, creditably. I've never told anybody that I expected to leave it or that I expected to stay there.
Mr. President, what we thought was supposed to be recognized?
I don't think so. I'd rather not start that, President, because you'll be wanting to post the whole interview.
Well, Mr. President, I'm intrigued by your saying about the people who like to keep good senators in the Senate. You don't mean the good senators that should never come to the White House, do you?
No, I can't. It's not the first one that came there, May. I remember one back in 1920. Say that again. Well, there's going to be a great many candidates, and I don't want to play any favorites. I want them all to have a fair chance.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Steady.